We're going to go ahead and get started with tonight's post-race press conferences. We are now joined by our race-winning crew chief, Paul Wolf, crew chief for the number 22 Team Penske Ford. If you have a question for Paul, please raise your hand, and we will get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start in the back with John.
John Newby, alt driver. So, Paul, over here on your...
Oh, sorry.
So, two questions for you. First off, I mean, how close were you guys on fumes?
Well, he said he ran out coming off of four there, coming to the checkered. So, obviously, that was probably a lap and a half longer than what we had predicted. We just got to a point where I was like, well, you know, we got guys around us that were racing for the win to get into the playoffs. And at this point, we've come this far. Let's just stick with it, even though everything – our tools and my guys figuring the mileage manually showed that we were probably going to run out somewhere on that last lap. I felt it was worth the gamble at that point and stick with it. And fortunately, it was enough. He did run out on the last lap, though.
And then my other question is, some of the drivers seemed a little, I guess, flabbergasted by just the fact the race went to five overtimes and just all the insanity that unfolded. Is that kind of an unexpected way for you guys to win a race?
Yeah, I mean, it was five overtimes. Is that what it was? I mean, I don't know. It's there was cautions there at the end. It's always hard to say what NASCAR's thing. And sometimes they throw a red flag, and sometimes they don't. I don't know, all their thought behind the decisions that were made. But I said it. I think I'm the second one. We keep doing pacing these laps. We're gonna run everybody out of fuel, and obviously that's what eventually happened. Fortunately. Our Ralph Shates engine was making good fuel mileage, and Joey did a great job on all those caution laps, being able to save every little bit counts, right? And the guys that can do that the best under caution just helps. So, I don't really know what to say as far as why we did that, and I understand frustrations. I mean, we were getting frustrated too. Luckily, we came out on the good end of it.
Okay, we're going to go to Bob, Mark, and then Jordan.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Was it a hard decision to leave him out? I mean, you talk about you're on the bubble for points, so you're trying to weigh between trying to stay on that bubble for points or win your way into the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was. And I was so close to calling him down that last one because at that point, you're only so accurate. My engineers are figuring the fuel mileage manually, and then we have, simulation tools and things that are predicting how many laps we can run, which is based off of, it can kind of tell when the engine's running or not, how much Joey's saving. And they weren't totally lining up, but I went with the one that told us we could run the longest, but That last one said we were running out. So at that point, it was very tough, but I thought it was worth the risk. It's hard. I mean, I know we're on the points cut, but you got to figure over the next few weeks someone else is going to win a race, and then it's all about winning, I feel like. So I think that made the decision a little easier, knowing that someone else is behind us in points is pretty likely they could win a race here with all the different style tracks coming up as we lead into the playoffs.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Paul, you're known as a bit of a gambler. How big a gamble was this one? Because you kind of were going for broke, right? Because you run out, you end up maybe below the point cut line or something, you run out, somebody crashes you. There was a whole lot of negative things that could have happened if that thing went dry when they threw the green flag.
Yeah, for sure. And yes, I'd say I'm typically aggressive, and I work real hard at my strategy game, if you will. I know that's an important part of it, especially the closer and closer everyone gets to running, the same speeds as everyone's figuring this new car out. Like, it's track positions, everything. We talk about it everywhere, right? And so I know the importance of, the strategy side of it. We did a little bit of that tonight, obviously not qualifying well. We were able to find ourselves up in the top five, top 10. Once it worked out, the other time it didn't. We just weren't good enough on restarts. But I think overall, I was pleased with kind of what we did and being aggressive. I think that's just part of it. Unless you have a car that's just dominant, and I think, you know, you see guys at times that are, and I think when you have cars like that, I don't know that it matters what strategy you do. You usually find your way in the front. But I think it's always weighing out, you know, what speed you have in your car, and then deciding, you know, your strategy plays from there is kind of how I look at it.
All right, let's go to Jordan and then to Larry.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. As these overtime restarts or cautions are coming, how do you balance, like, hey, we have a shot here, we keep moving up, with the fact of we may be pushing our fuel limit and we may be putting ourselves in a really bad spot?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I think, you know, obviously my two guys that are figuring a few miles, they're way more nervous than I am. I have a lot of faith in them, and I just know the situation we're in, you know, of needing to win. Like I said, I think, can we point our way in? Sure. But I feel like you're going to get another guy or two that wins, and then at that point, it's all about winning. So to the whole, you know, how you weigh out your strategy and those types of things in my mind as the race is playing out, I kind of got to a place where I felt like it was worth the risk, you know, to potentially give up, what, 20 points or so if we did run out, versus the upside of it. I felt like we needed to roll with it.
Yeah, about where was Joey running when the caution came out to send it into the first overtime? Do you know roughly what position he was in?
I feel like we were just in the top five, right? Because we had pitted for two tires, and that's how we got track position there. And then I think the caution started from there. So I think we were in the top five.
All right, we'll go next to Jim Utter.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. You kind of touched on this, but coming into this race, your teammates had won in the last four races. Were you sort of, but you also had put yourself into a position where you could make the playoff on points. Were you resigned to either strategy coming in based on the performance of the organization as a whole of late? And now that you have all three of you in the playoffs, how does that change your outlook?
Yeah, I think from a performance standpoint, you know, the last, I don't know, 6 weeks or whatever, you know, we had the stretch of short track races in there. You know, I guess starting maybe with Wilkesboro, winning the All-Star race there, I think from there I knew the three races coming up after that, Iowa, Gateway, you know, the Loudons, like I told Joey, I said those are going to be our opportunities to win a race. Obviously, we weren't able to do it. Our teammates were, which was good for the company. But we still weren't in a good spot. We came to get Nashville this weekend. I feel like in practice we felt fairly good about our cars. I think the 12 and ourselves thought we were in the game. We didn't qualify well, which obviously put us behind. But I feel like we've been making some progress. Obviously, we got a few oddball tracks coming up that we'll have to, you know, kind of see where we stack up on those. I talk about, you know, obviously the street race and Pocono, Indy. Those are unique tracks. So I'm optimistic that we've been working in the right direction. But I think until we get to some of those other tracks, we'll really see where we stack up. But I think myself and you know, one of my engineers has kind of been on the mindset that, hey, we're going to have to win a race. You know, as much as you want to say you could point your way in, that's great. But I think personally we've been in the mindset we need to win. And like I said, I kind of told Joey coming into this last stretch of four or five races. But and we didn't win. Obviously, we ran top five and had good speed at all those short track races. You know, and even last week at Loudon, we were pretty good and had the issue on that restart there with the nine. But so this is good, and now it gives us the opportunity to continue to build. I think the 12 car and and the 22 have been doing a pretty good job of collaborating here the last month, trying to help each other and try to find speed and also make sure we're maximizing the weekend with the limited practice. I think when we work closely together, it helps us get our cars a little more dialed in come, you know, race time. So we'll continue down that path and then, like I said, see how we stack up on some of these higher speed tracks. Obviously, this was a step faster than what we've seen on the short tracks. I think the 12 felt pretty good from what I heard by the end of the race where they were at from a speed perspective. So that was encouraging. And we had moments in the race where Joey was happy with the car. He thought it was good. We just needed track position. When we had the balance correct, we had a couple runs there where it got the balance off and we didn't look as good. But overall, I don't think it was a terrible race, but it was obviously very track position was huge tonight. I mean, we were able to make two tires work there for a while as well, and that just shows, you know, how the clean air is big. And I think on the long runs, we weren't even seeing a second of lap time fall off, so that opened up the opportunity to try some different stuff.
We'll go next to Reed Spencer.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. You guys ran longer than just about everybody else in the first stage. Did you find out anything during that run that gave you more confidence to make that call at the end?
Well, I think just seeing, you know, where the lap times went, I wouldn't say from a fuel mileage perspective or anything like that, it changed. But I felt good about the two-tire play, which is what got us back up to the front there at the end when I get kind of split, I guess. Some guys did four, some did two. But I felt pretty strongly looking at our left side tire wear and those types of things that for us, it was kind of at that point in the race, it was a no-brainer that we were going to put two tires on if we got another caution. You know, we stayed out a couple times there. I think we got up to 15 laps on our tires and we stayed and then we went back green and then that last caution there when I think everyone had run 30-40 laps, I think it was a no-brainer for us to just put two on it.
Come back to Jordan for a follow-up.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. 110 laps on that last tank of fuel. Have you ever gone longer on a tank of fuel like that?
We were predicting we could run, I don't know, today starting to race 75 to 80 laps, right? Like that was what we thought our mileage was. Obviously, I don't know how many of those were caution laps. You know, obviously the old school ratio is 2-1 caution lap to green, but you know, the guys that are really good at saving, I think it's quite a bit better than that. And that obviously was a big part of being able to run those extra laps.
So your last pit stop, you take two tires and you get all of the fuel in the car. Like that doesn't usually happen. How does, for you guys, was there any concern about that?
No, we knew it was full, you know, we felt good it was full when we made that last stop. And at that point I think we said, well, we're 10 laps to the good, you know, like if it ran regular distance, we felt we could run to 310, you know, and in the first overtime, my guys were like, we're all right, you know, we maybe do one more, you know, and then another one came and was like, we're pushing it, but I think we can do it. And then like after the second one, like, yeah, it was nerve wracking for sure. And then by the last one, I was kind of numb to it at that point. I'm like, all right, it just is what it is. I said, just if you feel it stumble, just bring it to us. So, yeah, it's a big roller coaster of emotions there on going through all of those late race overtime cautions.
We'll take one final question for Paul from Mark.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Sort of following up on what Jordan was talking about, when you saw it go second overtime, third overtime, any thoughts about, man, maybe I should have come at 301 with a bunch of those guys, then I wouldn't be worrying about this at all and would still have decent track position?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. Yes, Monday morning quarterback, right, or hindsight. Yeah, because, I mean, you look at even our teammate, the 12, like, he had to pit under green, and I think he still ended up sixth or something just because of how it all unfolded. So, yeah, I mean, for sure, after the third one, we're like, well, you know, this probably wasn't what we should have done. But, you know, you got to be willing to take a little risk, right? It's it's not easy to win these races, and you know, sometimes you gotta be willing to go out there on a limb and try to make it happen. And that's kind of where we were at.
Paul, congratulations, and thanks so much for coming in.
All right, thanks, guys.